Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Right now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, concerning new details from a major vaccine drug maker, the warning this morning when it comes to the Omicron variant.
And there's a renewed push to get the vaccine as this new variant is spreading. I'm live telling you where up next.
I just know he doesn't want us to be sad.
The only daughter of the security guard killed while protecting a news crew speaks exclusively to KPIX 5, what he's being described as both on and off the job.
And enough is enough. State and local leaders are ramping up their efforts to try to combat these retail robberies we've been seeing across the Bay Area. We'll tell you the details in a couple minutes.
Good morning to you. It is Tuesday, November 30th. Ellen Keyes.
I'm Amanda Starantino. Foggy to start, but we'll soon see lots of sunshine.
Let's get a check on those Tuesday temperatures now with Mary Lee. Good morning.
Good morning. And we are looking at that sun this afternoon. Mm-hmm. So if you liked yesterday, you're going to like today.
Get more of it.
Yes, for sure. And that'll continue through the rest of the week. But it is a foggy start. I've been watching that fog roll in and dealing with dense fog this morning. Check it out. Half Moon Bay near zero. SFO a quarter mile this morning. Looking at three quarters of a mile in Petaluma and a half mile in Santa Rosa. Dealing with some tule fog in Fairfield as well up through the Sacramento Valley. So please be careful on those roadways with that thick fog in spots this morning. It's a chilly start. We're talking 30s, 40s, and 50s, so even colder to start off our day compared to yesterday morning. You might notice a bit of haze in our skies. So we have that ridge of high pressure, that sinking air trapping the pollutants at the surface. Now, it looks worse than it is, so no advisories. We don't have any spare the air alerts, but we are looking at just moderate air quality for today. So again, you might see a bit of that haze. Temperatures in the afternoon with that sunshine, 60s and 70s, so about 5 to 10 degrees above average for this time of year. Mid-60s along the coast, upper 60s around the bay, upper 60s for the peninsula, upper 60s to low 70s for our inland locations as well. All right, let's check in with Ann for a look at traffic, and we do have that dense fog in spots this morning.
Again, things are really slowing down for the super commuters right now. Let's take a look at our westbound 4 map. 160 to 80 if you're heading into the city from Antioch or Brentwood. Traffic building, expect a 33-minute drive there. Bay Bridge showing bumper-to-bumper traffic. Metering lights are on and a bit foggy across the bridge, as Mary mentioned. An 11-minute drive from the maze into the city. And let's take a look at some of our South Bay travel times. The ride from the San Jose area up north looking pretty clear right now. 85 from Bernal to 101, 20 minutes, and 85 to 101, an 8-minute drive. Back to you.
New this morning, the CEO of Moderna is casting doubt on how well existing vaccines can block a new variant.
The Moderna chief says based on his conversations with scientists, effectiveness against the Omicron variant is likely to drop, but he won't know by how much until he sees some hard data. Omicron has first been reported last Wednesday in South Africa and has now spread to more than a dozen countries. And happening today, as researchers work to learn more about the Omicron variant, Marin County is adding more vaccination sites for young people.
KPIX 5's Justin Andrews is live in San Rafael at one of them opening this morning. Justin.
Yeah, good morning. Studies are being done to better understand how the vaccine will stand up against this Omicron variant. All this as we're seeing more vaccination clinics opening, at least here in San Rafael. More and more families are making sure that their children are going to get the shot. The Bay Area as a whole, though, has high vaccination rates, and health leaders want to keep that momentum going. Families we talked to say the decision was made before Omicron hit headlines, and some families tell us this new variant only confirmed they made the right call. Pharmaceutical giant Pfizer is expected to seek FDA authorization for its vaccine booster shot for people ages 16 and 17, as health leaders sending a renewed push urging people to get the vaccine and the booster shot.
Sounds like it can be pretty bad. It hasn't been around long enough for them to really know a lot about it. If you want things to get back to normal, you got to do the normal thing and get vaccinated.
President Joe Biden addressed the nation yesterday, basically saying that Omicron is a cause for concern, not a cause for panic. We're live in San Rafael. I'm Justin Andrews, KPIX 5.
Justin, thank you.
At this point, the Omicron variant has not been found here in the Bay Area, but many in the medical field say It's only a matter of time, most likely in the next couple of weeks. Researchers want to know how transmissible Omicron is, how sick it can make you, and how well it holds up to vaccines. UCSF Dr. George Rutherford says so far there are signs that this variant may be more infectious than the Delta. As for scaling back her Christmas plans, he doesn't advise that just yet.
If they're traveling to southern Africa to go on safari, yes, they should change their plans. But short of that, I don't think there's a lot of need at this point in time to change plans.
So far in South Africa, toddlers age 2 and under make up 10% of hospital cases. That's according to the National Institute of Communicable Diseases. While we wait for more details on the Omicron variant, health officials are still reminding you to get your vaccine. And if you are vaccinated, get a booster. We have a resource guide for you posted right now on KPIX.com.
Happening today, San Francisco supervisors are expected to vote on a measure to help combat shoplifting. KPIX5's Jocelyn Moran is live in the newsroom. And Jocelyn, this comes with the recent spike in robberies.
Yeah, that's right, Amanda. This measure would allow retail stores and commercial districts to hire sheriff deputies as security guards. Now, according to the SF Chronicle, they would be off duty and paid overtime by the retailers or business districts, not by the city. This effort comes as people say enough is enough. Several Bay Area district attorneys have vowed to work together in prosecuting thieves. And Governor Gavin Newsom has ordered CHP to increase patrols on freeway corridors near major malls, as well as make stops at shopping centers. Some residents are now paying attention to where they go. Others are fed up with this behavior.
Actually, we try not to go to San Francisco anymore because it doesn't make sense to go there right now.
It's really ridiculous that people are doing that and that people are kind of scared to get out of their homes to shop for the holidays. Yeah. I feel like it's pretty absurd.
Now, San Francisco supervisors are expected to discuss the measure we mentioned in their meeting today at around 2 p.m. We'll be sure to update you. Live in the newsroom, I'm Jocelyn Moran, KPIX 5.
Happening today, OPD Chief Armstrong will have a news conference to discuss some of the violent events happening around the city. This comes as Oakland's mayor is laying out her plan to fight a surge in violent crime. It calls for hiring more police officers.
There is nothing progressive about unbridled gun violence. This is what Oaklanders want, a comprehensive and effective approach to safety, and that includes adequate police staffing.
The mayor speaking out for the first time since a former police officer and security guard was killed in a downtown shooting. His name was Kevin Nishida, and this morning we're now hearing from his family. Nishida's only daughter described him as brave and selfless on and off the job. Maureen Campos says Kevin's co-workers called him Turbo because of his speed and work ethic on the job. She said he worked as an armed guard after retirement in the police force because he loved the work.
I know that he'll want us to keep telling funny stories about him, even if it's embarrassing. I just know he doesn't want us to be sad.
Maureen says moments after her father was shot, the responding officer at the scene was someone Kevin knew. She says he recognized the officer's voice and was able to call out to him while he was rushed to the hospital. You can watch more of this interview on KPIX.com. On the website, you'll also find a link to a trust fund for the Nishida family.
Scott Peterson has a new room this morning. He was transferred from San Quentin's death row to the San Mateo County Jail. This ahead of his resentencing hearing next week. Peterson is being held without bail for his 2004 convictions for the murders of his wife Lacey and their unborn son. He is fighting to have his conviction overturned. This is based on allegations a juror on his case was untruthful when she filed a juror questionnaire.